Theater presents the Screen Guild Players. The Screen Guild play tonight, Thank Your Lucky Stars. The starring players...
This is Eddie Cantor.
This is Dinah Shore.
This is Dennis Morgan.
Tonight, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players present the musical highlights from Warner Brothers' great motion picture, Thank Your Lucky Stars. Here to sing some of the songs they sang in the picture are Dinah Shore and Dennis Morgan. For our master of ceremonies, ladies and gentlemen, we needed a man who is a sensational dancer, a man whose terrific comedy will literally kill the people, a man who is the outstanding singer of our day. But, folks, everyone's getting along with substitutes today, so we give you Eddie Cantor.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Now a word with you, Mr. Bradley. You may not have a high opinion of me. That's your privilege. But I'd like you to know that when we were making Thank Your Lucky Stars, Humphrey Bogart, Betty Davis, Olivia de Havilland, Ida Lupino, in fact, everyone in the picture told me that I was the greatest star they ever worked with.
They told you that?
Yes. And the fact that I own a laundry has nothing to do with it.
Well, Eddie, how about presenting the radio version of Thank Your Lucky Stars?
Oh, I'm afraid that's impossible, Truman. You see, there are so many wonderful things in the picture that we couldn't possibly do them all, so we'll just present some of the stars and their songs.
Well, that's swell, Eddie. Let's get going, huh?
Okay. We'll open the show with one of the most charming, most popular, most romantic stars in the picture, Maestro. My music, please.
Your music? Eddie,
yeah?
Didn't you say we'd open the show with one of the most charming, most popular, most romantic stars?
Certainly. Didn't you see all those lovely girls crowding around me when I came into the studio here this afternoon?
Yes,
what are you talking
about? I did. But, Eddie, weren't you going just a little too far wearing a bow tie and crooning all or nothing at all?
What's the matter with that? I mean, there's not... What's that guy got that a good meal wouldn't cure? What?
Well, gee, Eddie, when Sinatra sings, women swoon and shriek and scream.
So what? Get a load of what happens when Cantor sings. I'm not much to look at, nothing to see.
Oh, yes, you are, Eddie.
Just glad I'm living and lucky to be. Pull up your bobby socks. I've got a woman crazy for me. She's funny that way. There, now, Mr. Bradley, you see? If Sinatra can do it, Cantor can do it.
You're right, Eddie, you're right. But I'd never have believed it if I hadn't seen it. I apologize.
Good. All right, Ida, you can take the girls and go home now.
I thought there was something wrong, Eddie. When Sinatra sings, mobs of women shriek, not just his family.
Mr. Bradley, any man who doesn't think my family is a mob never paid the bills for six women at one time.
Say, Eddie, I'd like you to meet our musical director, Wilbur Hatch.
Well, this is a real pleasure, Wilbur.
Thank you, Mr. Cantor. Are you ready to sing We're Staying Home Tonight?
You gave it a better reading this afternoon. You want to try that again? I'll give it a thing.
Are you ready to sing We're Staying Home Tonight?
I should have let it go the last time. Well, sure.
Well, then let's go.
All right, but remember, Wilbur, keep the accompaniment soft.
Now, but Mr. Cantor...
You can play loud when the others are singing, Wilbur, but let the people hear me. After all, I am the star of Thank Your Lucky Stars, you know. Thank you for your cordial invitation, Mrs. Jones, but with nightclub life, we're through. Non-essential spending brings inflation, Mrs. Jones. So here's what we're planning to do. We're staying home tonight, my baby and me, having a patriotic time. I've got my income tax return to hurdle, and she'll be saving mileage on her girdle. Don't want to roam tonight, we're snug as can be. Being alone is just sublime. You know, we'll play a game of rummy. It's cheaper than the Ritz. The winner wins a kiss, and just in case of a blitz, we're staying home tonight. My baby and me, having a patriotic time. We're staying home tonight. My baby and me, having a patriotic time. It's not that mommy doesn't trust her poppy. It's just that we don't trust our old jalopy. Don't want to roam tonight. We're snug as can be. Being alone is just sublime. You know, her coffee could be sweeter, but I'm not in the dumps, 'cause every time she hugs me, it's like two extra lumps. We're staying home tonight. My baby and me, having a patriotic time. Thank you. That was We're Staying Home Tonight from the picture Thank You, Lucky Star, sung by the picture's singing star, Eddie Cantor, spelled C-A-N-T-O-R.
Eddie, tell me, how can you say you're the singing star of the picture when Dinah Shore's in the cast?
Oh, she's good, too, in a feminine sort of a way. You know, if you like her, sure, she's
good.
All right.
Good. Well, she's sensational, and in any field. On the stage, she goes over with a bang. In pictures, she goes over with a bang. On the radio, she goes over with a bang.
Who are you talking about, Dinah Shore or Pistol Packing Mama?
Well, I'm talking about Dinah, of course, Eddie, and here she is now.
Oh, well.
Hello, Mr. Cantor. Gee, it's nice being here.
Well, it's great to see you again, Dinah. You look just like you always do.
Well, thank you, Mr. Cantor. You look just like you always do.
That's a very dirty remark. All I'm getting tonight is insults. What is
Eddie,
it?
Eddie, what about Dinah's song?
Yes. Yes, indeed. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, Dinah Shore sings How Sweet You Are from Thank You, Lucky Star, starring Eddie Cantor. And I might say the Warner Brothers had a very tough time getting me. They chased me for 3 weeks before my agent
called. How sweet you are. How sweet. How dear your tenderly smiling face. Through days of bitter and grim, through nights when even the stars are dim. How sweet, no. My heart can glow from just the warmth of our first embrace. The world's a lovelier world by far when I remember how sweet.
Sweet you are, how dear your tenderly smiling face.
you something, Dinah. That was really great.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Cantor.
Oh, not at all, Dinah. It was a pleasure to work in a picture with you, especially that romantic scene when I kissed you. Did you enjoy yourself, kid, the time when I kissed you there?
Well, I don't know, Mr. Cantor. It seems a little peculiar being kissed by a man with such big, popped-out eyes.
Why, Dinah, how can you say that? My eyes aren't so popped out.
Oh, no? Well, you're the only man I know who can kiss a girl on the lips and stare at the back of her neck at the same time.
Oh, you kill me. And don't raise your hand. Oh, look who's
Hello,
coming.
Hello, Dinah. Hello, Eddie.
Well,
Hello.
It's Dennis Morgan. Look who's here.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Eddie.
Yes, Dennis?
That wasn't the introduction you gave me during rehearsal. You didn't even mention that I'm in Thank Your Lucky Stars.
I know, but why should I keep plugging that picture just because I happen to be the star of it? It's fate, you know, those things.
You're the star?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
you mean they didn't cut your part out?
Yeah. Of course not. Are you kidding?
Gosh, I don't know whether to congratulate you or send condolences to Warner Brothers. But just the same, you better stop talking about being the star of that picture. Humphrey Bogart may not like it.
Humphrey Bogart, that sissy.
Gosh, Mr. Cantor, you'd better not talk like that about Mr. Bogart.
Why not?
Bogart eats guys like you alive.
I should worry. Ida can use the points.
You're riding for a fall, Eddie.
Oh, no. No, Dennis, you are. You are just... Just as you sing the song and Thank Your Lucky Stars, starring Eddie Cantor. How lucky the Warner Brothers were to be able to get me.
I just happened to be playing
off a few years between pictures.
Sprinkle me with perfume rare and I'll be on my way. Stick some slickum on my hair, I may be gone all day. Oh, I'm riding for a fall. Doodin' up like I wasn't wise to the gal with the big blue eyes. Oh, I'm riding for a fall. Doodin' up in my two-tone shoes for the gal with the baby blue.
Oh, yes, I know. She's a dangerous critter, I know. She's a dangerous critter, I know. She's a dangerous critter, I know.
But I can't quit her. I'm riding for a fall. Doodin' up like I wasn't wise to the gal with the big blue eyes.
Oh, yes, I know. She's a witch of a woman, I know. She's a witch of a woman, I know. She's a witch of a woman,
I know.
Oh.
But I'm so human. I'm riding for a fall. Doodin' up like I wasn't wise to the gal with the big blue eyes.
Oh, yes, I know. People died of her cooking, I know. People died of her cooking, I know.
But oh, she's so good looking. I'm
riding
for a fall. Doodin' up like I wasn't wise to the gal with the big blue eyes.
Oh, yes, I know.
Oh, yes,
she's
I
a
know.
Trigger, I know.
Oh, yes,
she's
I know.
The trigger, I know.
Oh, yes,
she's
I know.
She's a pick on the trigger.
I know. But ooh, that figure.
I'm riding for a fall. Doodin' up like I wasn't wise. Yes, I know.
She'll be spending my sugar.
I know.
She'll be spending my sugar.
I know.
She'll be spending my sugar. Make it.
Ooh, you can't rhyme sugar.
I'm riding for a fall.
Doodin'
up like I wasn't wise to the gal with the big blue eyes.
Yes,
I'm riding for a fall. Doodin' up
like I wasn't wise to the gal with the big blue eyes.
Doodin' up like I wasn't wise to the gal with the big blue eyes. Doodin' up like I wasn't wise to the gal with the big blue eyes. And so ends Act One of Thank Your Lucky Star, starring Dennis Morgan, Dinah Shore, and Eddie Cantor. Before we hear Act Two, a word from our hostess, Lady Esther.
I wonder if you've ever heard of someone going on a cosmetic spree. I mean, in an impulsive moment, spending dollars on creams and lotions and makeup, gathering up jars and bottles as if she were a child gathering up sweet cakes in a pastry shop. One of my listeners wrote telling me that she went on just such a spree, only to discover to her disappointment that her new beauty routine made no real improvement in her complexion, in spite of all the money and time and effort spent on it. You can imagine how surprised I was, she writes, when a few months later, after using Lady Esther four-purpose face cream for just a short while, I noticed that my skin was definitely improving, that it was actually growing lovelier before my eyes. It was like going back to a loyal friend. I was amazed to find that this one cream could accomplish so much and yet require so little in time and effort from me. Well, it's not quite so amazing as it may appear. After all, Lady Esther Cream is a four-purpose face cream, a cream made especially to fill four essential needs for your skin. You see, when you use Lady Esther four-purpose face cream, it not only cleans your skin thoroughly so that it's immaculate, but it also softens your skin, relieving dryness and flakiness. And it helps make your skin look fresher, for it helps nature refine the pores. And last, it leaves a flattering base for your powder. That's why before you spend money and time and effort on numerous creams and lotions, I wish you'd try Lady Esther four-purpose face cream. See if you don't find this one cream, and this one cream by itself, helps your skin bloom into fresh new loveliness before your very eyes.
And now, on with our review, featuring the singing stars of Thank Your Lucky Stars, Dennis Morgan, Eddie Cantor, and Dinah Shore. We open the second act with Dinah singing a song that Betty Davis sang in the picture. It's affectionately dedicated to all the boys in service by all the gals back home. They're either too young or too old.
You marched away and left this town as empty as can be. I can't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. For there is no secret lover that the draft board didn't discover. They're either too young or too old. They're either too gray or too grassy green. The pickings are poor and the crop is lean. What's good is in the army. What's left will never harm me. They're either too old or too young. So, darling, you'll never get stung. Tomorrow I'll go hiking with that Eagle Scout unless I get a call from Grandpa for a snappy game of chess. I'm finding it easy to stay good as gold. They're either too young or too old. They're either too bald or too bold. I'm down to the wheelchair and bassinet. My heart just refuses to get upset. I simply can't compare to, with no Marines to tell it to. I'm either their first breath of spring, or else I'm their last little fling. I either get a fossil or an adolescent pup. I either have to hold him up or help to hold him up. The battle is on, but the fortress will hold. They're either too young or too old. I'll never, never fail you when you are in Australia or up in the Aleutians or off among the Russians or flying over Egypt. Your heart will never be gypped. And when you get to India, I'll still do what I've been to you. I've looked the field over and lo and behold, they're either too young or too old.
That was so good. That was so good, Dinah. But don't you think you're sort of running a gag into the ground by stopping each time in the song and pointing at me every time you say too old? Is that good, Dinah? Is that?
Well, Mr. Cantor, let's face it, you're not young.
Not young? Not young? Just because between numbers I lie down in an oxygen tent, I'm not too young. That kind of talk will make me retire from show business, you know.
Oh, just... Mr. Cantor, you're kidding.
No, I'm not, Dinah. I'd quit right now if I weren't busy at RKO producing a new picture.
Gosh, producing?
Yeah.
Just think, Mr. Cantor. Someday you may become a big Hollywood producer.
Someday? Right now, Bing Crosby and I are the two biggest producers in town.
Well, producer or no producer, you don't appeal to me.
Well, Dinah, I may not appeal to you, but I've been getting love letters from a lovely young widow. How would you like to know that?
Oh, that's wonderful, Mr. Cantor. Gosh, love letters from a lovely young widow.
Yes, and she's brokenhearted because I'm married. She says we'd make a wonderful-looking couple.
Gosh, do I know her?
I don't know. Have you ever met a Mrs. Pruneface? Have
you? Say, Eddie.
Yes, Dennis?
Isn't it about time for me to sing Goodnight, Good Neighbor?
You mean the song you sing in Thank Your Lucky Star, starring Eddie Cantor? You mean that one?
Yes, the first part's right. I'll have a talk with you about the rest of it later.
Wonderful, Dennis. Wonderful.
A lady came from South America, and she was lovely to see. When she arrived in North America, they introduced her to me. And so I showed her the town, and I was such a gallant guy. And when the moon had gone down, I sighed, good night, good neighbor. This evening with you has charmed me so. Tomorrow those Latin eyes aglow will haunt me all day. Good night, good neighbor. We're back at your door and now we kiss. Though down in Brazil you'd frown at this, soon learn our way. I know you're dreaming of a homeland so very dear. But oh, you'll find another homeland right over here, right over here in my arms. Come close to my heart and hear it say, good neighbor, good night, good night, good neighbor,
good neighbor,
good neighbor, good
night. Oh, Dennis. Dennis, that was really, really wonderful. I could see all those beautiful senoritas who surrounded you in the picture when you sing Goodnight, Good Neighbor. It was wonderful the way you do that.
Skip it, Eddie, skip it. I want to get it settled once and for all as to who's the star of Thank Your Lucky Stars.
There's no question about it, Dennis. Let's not fool around. Let's not dilly-dally.
Yes?
You know I'm the star.
Yes, but what about Errol Flynn, John Garfield, Ann Sheridan, Joan Leslie, Jack Carson, Alan Hale, Edward Everett Horton, S.C. Sockowell, not to mention Dinah Shore and me?
A nice little supporting cast. That's all right, that's all right, but... But after all, I am the star.
If you're the star, I'm Lana Turner.
Well, don't stand there. Put on your sweater. And thank your lucky star.
Yes, thank your lucky stars, it's doing fine. Keep your love life as sweet as candy bars. and thank your lucky stars like I thank mine. Everybody's living on less and less, but you're okay. You've big success. You've got your love life. That's the only thing. They won't be rationing. They don't know how. So thank your lucky stars right now.
How's your love life? Well, thank your lucky stars. Yes, thank your lucky stars. It's doing fine. Keep your love life as sweet as candy bars. And thank your lucky stars like I thank mine.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, thank your lucky stars for the privilege of walking down the street to free and happy people, for being able to go to sleep at night without fear of the Gestapo, for freedom to worship where you like and fall in love with whom you like. And more than anything else, thank your lucky stars for the privilege of investing in those freedoms by buying bonds from Uncle Sam. Fill out that bond pledge. I don't have to tell you how. And thank your lucky
Eddie Cantor, Dennis Morgan, and Dinah Shore for appearing with the Lady Esther Screen Guild players tonight and for bringing us all that grand music from Thank Your Lucky Stars.
We were glad to be here, Mr. Bradley. You see, we know that the benefits from these programs support the Motion Picture Relief Fund, Country House, and Clinic. And we know, too, how important this charity is to our industry. And now, before Mr. Bradley tells you about next week's program, here's a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Miss Shore. I wonder if you ladies know that one of the greatest dangers to the loveliness of your skin comes from invisible dirt. Dust that you can't see, that you can't feel, but that is present in the very air that surrounds you. Dust that settles on your skin, encouraging large pores and blackheads, that can cause your skin to be muddy-looking, lacking in fresh appeal. The way to offset this damage is to give your skin a daily massage with Lady Esther Face Cream. More lovely, well-groomed women use Lady Esther four-purpose face cream because they say this one cream fills four essential needs of your skin. First, it cleans your skin thoroughly. Second, it softens the skin, relieving dryness and flakiness. Third, it gives your skin a fresher look because it helps nature refine the pores. And fourth, it leaves a perfect non-sticky base for powder. Yes, if you use Lady Esther four-purpose face cream regularly, you will not only ward off the dangers of invisible dirt, but your skin will look fresher, younger, lovelier than ever.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players will present a preview of a sensational new comedy, High Diddle Diddle. It will star Walter Abel, Mary Boland, Dennis O'Keefe, and Martha Scott. Be sure to listen. Remember, Eddie Cantor starts his new radio season on another network Wednesday, September 29th. Dinah Shore will be heard on our own program, the Dinah Shore Program, on this network beginning this Thursday, September 30th. Dennis Morgan can soon be seen in The Desert Song, a Warner Brothers production. Our thanks, too, to Warner Brothers for permitting the Lady Esther Screen Guild players to preview the musical highlights from Thank Your Lucky Stars, 2 hours of great entertainment, which will soon be seen at your favorite theater. The music is by Frank Lesser and Arthur Schwartz, and the picture was directed by David Butler. The orchestra tonight was under the direction of Wilbur Hatch. To help your government save tin, buy the larger size of Lady Esther face cream, and at the same time, you will save yourself money to invest in war bonds and stamps. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther, saying thank you and good night.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.